Good morning. Improvised from Pennsylvania, this is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, April 5th, 2018. On this day in 1722, Jacob Roggeveen discovered Easter Island. The operator of the holiday resort, popular with many Berliners, Tropical Islands, is considering selling, as confirmed on Wednesday by a spokeswoman for the RBB. Its complete sale, however, is only one option among several. According to this, talks have been going on for several weeks with potential interested parties who want to invest money in the company, or perhaps want to buy it completely. Interested parties are discussing planned investments over the next 5 years in the amount of 300 million euros. Among other things, more overnight accommodations are to be created, the slide tower is to be renovated, and possibilities for surfing are planned. The main Malaysian investor, Tanjung, could also completely withdraw and sell its shares. Tropical Islands wants to grow and become Europe's largest holiday resort. Disneyland Paris, Europark Rust, and the Center Parks are currently the strongest competitors in this area. An exact schedule does not yet exist, though it is certain that investments will begin before the end of this year. A decision on how the project is to be paid for is expected to be made in the coming months. Good news for users of public transportation in Berlin. The BVG want to improve their bus services in particular. From April 8th, buses will run either longer or at shorter intervals on 13 lines, the state transport authorities announced on Wednesday. In addition, the dense cycles on some lines are offered longer than before. All improvements are part of a so-called multi-performance package that the Berlin Senate decided on at the end of last year. The state government thus reacted to the sustained population growth and the increasing demand for bus and rail services. Berliners made more use of buses, subways, and trams in the capital in 2017. According to the BVG, the transport companies recorded a total of 1.064 billion passenger trips, around 19 million more than in 2016, an increase of 1.8% over the previous year. According to the public transport companies, all new offers and changed timetables are already included in the BVG.de website and in smartphone applications such as the BVG app. You can also find a link to specific lines affected in our show notes. Horse-drawn carriages will be allowed to return to Pariser Platz in front of the Brandenburg Gate, as decided by the Berlin Administrative Court in a rush decision on March 27th, which became known on Wednesday. After the ban by the Mitte district, the owner of a horse company had filed an objection. The judges have now granted it. According to the judges' reasons, there are serious doubts about the legality of the traffic law order of the district office. It is true that the road traffic authorities are likely to restrict traffic if there is a significantly increased risk situation due to the special conditions. But in view of the conditions at the Brandenburg Gate, however, there was a lack of such, quote, special local conditions. The authority statement that the order improves the safety of pedestrians was also determined to be, quote, meaningless. To follow up on the slaying of an Angora goat at a Berlin Neukölln petting zoo, two 29-year-old men have been sentenced to prison. The District Court of Tiergarten sentenced a previously convicted man accused of theft to 10 months in prison. His accomplice is to remain behind bars for 9 months. The two Romanians had been guilty of, among other things, theft with weapons and the killing of a vertebrate for no reasonable reason, the judge explained on Wednesday. The two men claimed to have been hungry. And another quick reminder from the Berlin briefing team. Until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. And while we will keep on trying to provide you with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook or subscribe to our podcast to get notified when a new episode has been released. Berlin Briefing will probably be back tomorrow. As always, thanks for listening.